Chapter 37. The one Dracus, or whatever type of evil it was called, released me, as the other watched me rise to my feet.
"So, are you monsters going to teach me a lesson?"
I said, woozy. Both were taller than me, framed like big men, coated in assorted dragon scales. One smiled, showing an extra row of teeth as it continued to smack its man's fist into its hand. The other wasn't much different, aside from two horns, and both wore a mishmash of metal armor. I couldn't imagine what they needed that for. Their eyes were bright yellow dots of evil that glowered at me, like a last meal.
"Aren't you gonna introduce yourselves?"
Circling me, both creatures howled and gnashed their teeth, their bare arms grasping the air. One said,
"Pain."
The other said,
"Destruction."
"You!"
One said in a growl as it waved me forward,
"Come, fight! Come!"
"So many words, you know. Good for you. I imagine that's no small chore with all those rotten teeth in your mouth."
I stepped up, squared up, and raised my fist as it approached. It chuckled.
"Have it your way, then,"
I said, jabbing my hand into his rock-hard chin. I danced back, shaking my human hand. Now my hand would be as swollen as my face.
"Use your other arm, idiot. Sultans of Sulfur."
I ducked under one blow and sidestepped another. It was fast, but I was faster. I launched my dragon fist into its face, rocking its head back with a smack. It staggered back, hissing and shaking its head, eyes narrowing. The other came, hard and fast, almost bowling me over as I leaped over the top of it.
"You're fast for such a big, ugly thing. I'm impressed. But I can do this all day."
No, I couldn't do it all day. My body felt like it had been shot out of a catapult, and my strength was fading. Roaring, they both charged again. I swept the legs out from under one and kicked the other in the gut, doubling it over. Shrugging off my blows, they snarled. Great. Every monster, no matter how big or strong, has a weak spot. I just had to find it before they found mine, which was probably any place on my body right then. I caught the charging Dracus by its horn, swung onto its back, and slugged it in the ear. It shook its head like an angry bull. Like a gorilla, the other one pounced on my back and dragged me to the ground.
I ran my knee into its ribs.
I drove my boot heel in its crotch.
Nothing. And that move almost always worked. Sultans of Sulfur, what are you things made of?
The Dracus tore into me, claws tearing into my legs and arms, shredding my clothes until I could see my blood dripping onto the stone floor. Quicker, I wrestled out from underneath it and made a dash for the wall. Chest heaving, I stuck my arm out and said,
"A moment! Please!"
Dragons are fast, and these dragon abominations were fast as well. I could outsmart them or outquick them, but I didn't have anywhere to go. It was like two big cats chasing a bird in a cage. Scanning the room, I saw no other doors or windows. Just columns, stone benches, and ancient symbols.
Drat!
I needed another plan. Fast.
Find a weakness. Save the dragons.
Catching my breath, I stepped out from behind the column. The two monsters stood tall, mouths snapping, claws bared, dripping my blood. They were fiends, men turned into monsters against their wills. Like me. My arm, I saw, wasn't so much different than theirs. But mine was perfect, black and shiny. A glorious work of art. Their scales were drab. They, unlike me, were monsters. Stone-cold killers. Heartless and cruel. I hated evil. A cauldron erupted inside me. A flood of energy came as I charged. I struck like a viper. Putting my fist into the nearest Drakus jaw, it wobbled on its knees.
I am...
I ducked under the other's fist and shoved my elbow into its ribs.
Not...
Like a tornado, I hit them with everything I could.
A demon!
One fell face first to the mosaic floor.
A fiend!
I hoisted the other one over my head and slammed him through a stone bench.
Or a monster like you!
Neither Drakus moved while I fell to my knees, clutching my sides, shaking.
I did it. I defeated them. But now what?
I was still trapped.
Impossible!
Somewhere, Phineas raged, his voice echoing throughout the chamber. I brushed my hair from my eyes and spit the taste of blood and dirt from my mouth.
Where are you, worm?
Stone scraped against stone somewhere as a secret passage opened.
Come, Nathdragon. You've earned your right to live,
Phineas said from somewhere beyond.
But I'm not sure about your friend.
I dashed into the tunnel as I heard the voice of a man screaming. Ben!